I did not find a lot of help when I was young, and I thought I'll do something while I earn some money as well. And I helped the community because there was some situation that I thought I need to do something. You know, if we don't do something, the situation would be just the same in Cambodia. So I want to, you know, use my efforts, use my energy to help the community and reform the community.
You're now working with youth, aren't you, at Burnside Cabramatta? Tell me about that.
Well, working with young people in this area is very interesting, because a lot of those young people, when I speak to them, a lot of them, let's say the school would say to them, "Oh, they gangster and all that, oh, they this and that." When I speak to them, I found that they're very nice people deep down, and that they're facing a lot of problem too. They're facing racism, they're facing family problem.
What kinds of family problems?
I think, you know, family problem like the parent not getting on, they're not adjusting very well, gamblings, you know, abuse, lack of support and pressure from the family to excel, you know, in education. So I found that these young people are very nice. Deep down, they have a very well-meaning thought. They're very nice young people, but they lack the skill to deal with the problem.
What kinds of racism are they facing?
At school, I was surprised. I thought that was disappearing, but apparently it's not. They're being called name. You're talking about, you know, Asians, this and that. So insulting. Other people would insult them and provoke reaction.
And they would fight back.
Yes, they would eventually. And then those people that insult them would say, "I dare you to come at 3 o'clock at this place." So they would, you know, they would insult these kids and make an appointment at the same time. Now, if you going through the lesson, and somebody said that to you and you're not turning up, you're not really going through the lesson. Either you pass the lesson, you mature, or you're not reaching the lesson. So they will turn up and they will have a fight.
What do you advise them to do?
Well, I would go through with them and I would suggest to them that with this situation, they need to be careful because they need to think about their future and the result of their action, what will happen, how it will affect that. They will need to find out about what resource available. They would need to identify with a teacher that they can talk to, people like myself as well, and the principal. Also, I talk to them that we also need to deal with this issue as a whole community, not individually, because it will go on.